The former president loses a key round in court. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. A judge says Donald Trump and two of his children have to testify about the family business. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more live.
Lisa, the New York state judge wrote that if a state attorney general begins investigating a business, uncovers evidence of possible fraud, and wants to question the business principles, she has the right to do so. The New York attorney general, Letitia James, is looking into whether the Trump Organization falsely inflated assets to get certain loans or tax benefits. Now, this ruling means Trump, Donald Jr., and Ivanka must be deposed within 3 weeks, but that likely won't happen as they plan to appeal. This week, Trump's longtime accounting firm said financial statements they prepared for his business for the past decade should no longer be relied upon, Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. Masks are fading in another state. New Mexico's governor lifting an indoor mask mandate. But court fights over mandates continue. Today, a federal appeals court panel in New Orleans ruling 2-1 in favor of a flight attendant and a pilot who claim religious exemption to the United Airlines policy of getting vaccinated or taking unpaid leave. The ruling doesn't block the mandate, but says a judge in Texas must consider blocking it temporarily while that court fight plays out. High-profile meetings on both sides of the Atlantic.
The Russian government can announce today, with no qualification, equivocation, or deflection, that Russia will not invade Ukraine.
But so far, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Russian troop buildup has continued. He spoke at a UN Security Council meeting before heading to Munich, where Vice President Harris meets tomorrow with NATO's Secretary General and Saturday with Ukraine's president and Germany's chancellor after a speech on the Biden administration's effort to stop Russian aggression and its commitment to allies. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
All members of Congress can attend next month's State of the Union address, but COVID protocols will stay in place.
The House Sergeant at Arms says every member of Congress will be invited to President Biden's first State of the Union address March 1st, but guests will not be permitted, and several pandemic precautions will stay in place. Lawmakers will be socially distanced in the House chamber and be required to wear KN95 or N95 masks. Failure to comply could mean fines for members of Congress. Those who attend the speech must also test negative for COVID one day before.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A former Los Angeles Angels employee could face life in prison, convicted today in Texas of providing Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs with the drugs that led to his overdose death. Skaggs was 27, found dead in a suburban Dallas hotel room as the team was about to start a four-game series with the Texas Rangers in July of 2019. Five Major League players testified during the trial about receiving oxycodone pills from Eric Kay. A federal jury finds him guilty of drug distribution resulting in death and drug conspiracy. After the highly publicized fight to win legal control of her life back, Britney Spears may be planning a trip to Washington.
The singer posting a December letter to her Instagram account from Congressman Eric Swalwell and Charlie Crist. They say that Spears has been able to, quote, achieve justice and are asking her to speak to the conservatorship battle that she went through with her estranged father, Jamie Spears, saying that they were, quote, troubled by some of the issues, while also adding that, quote, your journey towards justice will inspire and empower many others who are improperly silenced by the conservatorship process. This past November, a court finally ended the 13-year legal arrangement. Spears hasn't confirmed whether she will take the congressman up on their offer.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. Stocks tumble. The Dow drops 622. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.